So, how to get a great attitude, how to cultivate a positive, uplifting, encouraging, a Christian attitude. Well, let's kind of go deep in a subject that we've talked about, a phrase we've said, and the phrase is, don't take yourself too seriously. Be strong in grace. 2 Timothy 2 verse 1, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So Timothy is a young leader, Paul the mentor. And you'll see in 1 and 2 Timothy, he's giving many instructions about leadership. And here's one of those instructions that we often overlook, be strong in the grace. So we say, don't take yourself too serious. It's kind of an English way of saying, look, you're not going to be perfect. Don't go for perfectionism. We say, don't take yourself too serious. When you fail, learn, get over it, move on. Don't take yourself too serious. Yes, you could be a person who forgives others, and don't take yourself too serious that when failure comes your way, it's only an event. You are not a failure. So what's a biblical way to say it? And the biblical way to say it is, you then, my son, my daughter, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. So how do you do that? Well, first of all, love God and love self. Deuteronomy 6 verse 5, and Jesus repeats this, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind with all your strength. And a second commandment, Jesus says, is to love your neighbor as yourself. So to love God, just love him. And to love yourself. As Jesus says, to love your neighbor as yourself. Now, why is that the summary of the law? Well, it's because if that is your heart's, if you take that seriously, to love God and to love your neighbor, God has you here for a purpose. And he loves you. You are loved. Love him back. We love because he first loved us. As 1 John talks about, we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So, in other words, a positive attitude is a person who is positive about loving God and loving themselves. Now, I'm not saying love yourself in a way that is selfish. I'm saying you are a creation of God. So what does that mean? Well, as a creation of God, you are valuable and it's worth it as you love yourself, grow in confidence. 2 Corinthians 3:3-4, you show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not with tablets of stone, but with tablets of human hearts. Such confidence as this is ours through Christ before God, not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. A person who loves themselves appropriately and biblically knows that if they look truly closely at themselves, they need Jesus Christ. They need to be redeemed. To love the redeemed part of yourself, the God-created part of yourself, not to love the sinful part of yourself. We hear Paul says that our members war with one another, but to love that which God has put us on the earth for, our purpose. So in that sense, to love ourselves is to grow in competence as ministers. Let's look at that passage again. A letter of Christ. Tablets of human hearts. Spirit of the living God. There's confidence in that. the fact is people with a great attitude have confidence. And you see that in sports so often, like when someone is confident in their playing of a game, it shows. But that confidence is still very fleeting because they can play another game and the confidence is gone. We just know that there's confidence out there and confident people get along just great. Well, if our confidence is ever growing and ever growing in Christ Jesus, and our confidence that we are not our own, but we belong to our Savior, Jesus Christ, what starts happening is that we are comfortable in growing in competence. So we have confidence, then we grow in competence. Romans 15, verse 14, I myself am convinced, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, complete in knowledge, and competent to instruct one another. What I love is to see Christian leaders growing in confidence and competence. You're taking this mini course, and there's other mini courses. And then there's, if you want to take even college-level classes, more, you know, for credit or for audit, it's great because you are confident and you are competent and you're growing in your competence to instruct one another. There's a difference between being the answer man, know-it-all, and the person who actually knows something and shares something to lift others up. There is a huge difference in what's being said. You know, a know-it-all just has their opinions and their observations. They just tell you what they think. A confident, competent person studies the questions, asks the questions, feels like they don't have to be right, but they know, based upon their studies and their humble walk, that, you know, I don't have to be insecure about what I know, and I don't have to be right about everything. That is a competent and confident person. Grow in credibility. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 18. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. One of the things I really enjoy about the New Testament is how there was a system of gaining confidence, training, gaining competence through mentorship and training, but also they commended leaders like Phoebe. I commend you, Phoebe. She's a person who is a leader at the Church of Sinsre. I like how that works. You know, that's what accreditation is about. You know, like people want to know, is the Christian Leaders College credible? So we go through a process of others look at us and say, hey, you know, we've analyzed what they're doing. It's credible. And that's for you too. Why do you go and take if you're going into accounting, you take an accounting exam. If you're going to be a minister, you want a process by which you know, I've studied this, and this. I'm competent and now credible to share ministry with others. That makes for a great attitude. You know, a lot of people live their life thinking that, you know, what they know is what they know, and everybody should know what they know. But deep down, they're always fighting for the stage. But if you're a person who is growing, learning, getting confidence, finding mentors, surrounding yourself with people that are positive and learners with you, encouragers who love the Lord, who want to share with others the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you grow like that, that is powerful. And it comes back to that original point. Then you don't take yourself too seriously. You don't get obsessed with winning. You don't get obsessed with being right, obsessed with being the answer man, obsessed with, you know, making sure that others, you know, don't succeed, you sort of look at yourself in that, you know what? Strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. So here's my encouragement in this course at the end, is to look at lives where you have parts of your life where you have taken yourself very seriously and where it's gotten the way of that positive, growing, uplifting Christian attitude. Maybe ask your spouse if you're married or ask a friend, what do I take too seriously? Help me process this. What we are to take serious is the grace of God. Take serious the truth of Scripture, but not so serious the fact that we are not so perfect. That are not so serious that we have to be perfect. Don't take that so seriously. Grow in the grace that is in Jesus Christ.